Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, The Plan, Part 2. Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. The one thing that humanity needs today is the realization that there is a plan which is definitely working out through all world's happenings, and that all that has occurred in man's historical past and all that has happened lately is assuredly in line with that plan. Now, at the end of the Great Invocation, towards the end, it says, "Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth." I've always meant to ask you about this. Why does it need to be restored? Had it been derailed in some way?
Apparently, it's one of those mysteries that we don't really know, but I think we see it in a lot of different mythologies and religious traditions, the sense that there had been an early perfection to the world that has been lost, the whole idea of the Garden of Eden, the perfection that man lost by falling into sin. And sin, as Alice Bailey said, the only true sin is the sin of separatism. As man became more separate from God, more selfish, more independent, more willful, the plan was, what would we say, short-circuited? What do you think?
Yes, according to the ageless wisdom teachings that we have, it goes back to Atlantis, and life as was lived at that time was proceeding on schedule, according to plan, up to a point, because what was being developed in human consciousness at that time was more to do with the emotional nature. There hadn't been the mind principle that we so much the focus today wasn't so strong at that time. But what was happening apparently is that the forces of darkness got more the upper control, got control over the forces, over the human beings at that time, and so many people were being drawn into and attracted to the material forces, the forces of what they call the forces of darkness, and they were being drawn in so that the focus of the spiritual track was delayed, was deflected, and so it got so bad, of course, that the whole civilization had to be terminated, and that's when the plan, as scheduled, was really got off track, and it hasn't come back until more recent times, when man has free will, and now the mind is more developed, and he can make his own corrections. He can realize that through evil that good is best, and that's why the plan is now being restored.
I think this growth of the human mind, its education, its growing literacy, and the interconnection of human minds via the media, the internet being a tremendous development, mass literacy, television, radio, all of this, I think, must be a tremendous event. We're right in the midst of it, and it's easy to kind of take it for granted as just another nice development. But when you think about the lack of communication, the lack of literacy, the lack of mass education that was the norm for thousands and thousands of years till now, this is really an exponential move forward. And the plan is, I would guess, really accelerating. It's an exciting time to be alive. There's a lot working out at the present time in the world, and we don't have any idea, some of us, where things are headed. But I think it's a very hopeful time. One of the issues that interests me a lot is the place of democracy in this increasingly educated, communicating global community. Democracy is an inherently spiritual impulse, but made by human beings, and I don't think we properly realize the enormous responsibility it puts on the individual human being to be a participant, not just a bystander, but a participant in what's going on in the world, to pay attention, to know, to understand, to make an effort to really appreciate what is underway in the world, the crises and problems we face. I sometimes wonder if we're up to the challenge of democracy when, what, half the American voters don't turn out to vote. Maybe that's for the best because they aren't paying attention. I don't know.
Well, this is the government we get, the government that we deserve, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. People get the type of government they deserve.
So it does take an informed public, and really informed about the issues to make a democracy work. So we haven't really achieved that yet. So that's still a process in progress, in still in being worked out. But I was going to say, I was reminded, yes, the purpose behind the plan is something that we don't really understand yet. We haven't achieved that status of that stage of consciousness where we can understand the purpose. We can understand some of the ideas that are being impressed upon us. And I want to say that these ideas are only impressed. They're not forced upon us. They're impressed upon human minds. We can accept them or not. We have the free will up to a point. But we mentioned before that we don't have, that we do have free will, and the plan is not imposed upon us. As souls, as human souls, we are subject to the imposition of this plan. We have to work, because that's essentially why we are on earth, is to work out this plan of God. And so it is, from that perspective, we can't escape it. So it is kind of imposed, but yeah. Here at the human level, we do have free choice.
Yes, the awakening souls in the world have, before coming into incarnation, undertaken to fulfill some aspect of the plan. And it's very interesting to try to imagine what the soul in each of us might have pledged to do in the incarnation that we are experiencing now. There is a point of decision that the soul reaches before birth that does have apparently a clear vision of what it hopes to contribute to the furthering of the plan before it comes into incarnation. What might that be? Each of us would have to answer that for themselves, but to remind everybody, the basic dimensions of the plan have to do with the revelation of love, the illumination of the mind, and the evocation of the spiritual will. Perhaps we can take those three points deeply into our contemplation and try to identify where we can make our own puny little contribution, knowing that we work and live and breathe within a great group of beings who share that purpose with us.
Right, and I think that's these are, we perhaps don't realize it, but in the daily activities, we get so caught up in the daily activities, we tend to lose track of the bigger picture because we're so involved in just getting to work and getting home and watching TV and exploring the internet, etc., etc. But if we have a chance to stand back and look at the bigger picture, we can see perhaps this expansion of consciousness taking place. And as you say, each one of us has a responsibility here, because our souls have brought us into this world in a particular body, in a particular country and or a nation, and with certain purposes to work out. And so that's what we have to try to bear in mind, what we try to have to discover. And I think it's we have to realize that behind it all, there is a plan working out through it all, and it's to work towards some higher spiritual goal than where we are right now.
I think it's very interesting to ponder on this question. Alice Bailey said that only the most spiritually evolved are born with an awareness of the plan and what their contribution is to be. But even they, when they come into incarnation, lose the awareness of what they understood as their objective. She says, even so, once the garment of flesh has been assumed, that's an interesting way of thinking of being born, once the garment of flesh has been assumed, that consciousness, that awareness of their intended function dies out. And in the physical brain, they are not aware of that which their souls have proposed. Only the urge for specific activities remains, she says. So that suggests that the particularly evolved come in with a kind of a sense of destiny and life mission. They're driven to develop along certain lines without really knowing why. There's a compelling force. And maybe many of us can think of the urges that drove us as children.
Right, and we come in with a lot of experience behind us from previous
yes.
lifetimes that we have built up,
mm-hmm.
and some are apparently more advanced along certain lines of experience than others.
We're picking up a thread each time, aren't we?
Right.
It's
yeah.
not a whole new story, but the resumption of a
not, yeah, and when we depart from this life, we leave it on a certain... at a certain time and at a certain astrological time, and it is said that we tend to pick up the same thread again and come back in the next life, in about the same time with the same, essentially the same quality of substance,
yeah. mm-hmm.
maybe a different gender,
uh-huh.
yeah.
But with a purpose that we continue to work at fulfilling life after life. If we think of our developing evolution that way, it might reveal something to us.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, The Plan, Part 2. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company today, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including an extensive section on The Plan. It's available for $19. Discount comes in the form of free shipping if you mention Inner Sight. Just a little notation. You heard about it on our show, Inner Sight. Serving Humanity is an inspiring compilation of extracts that will help the reader's understanding of the plan and why service of that plan is so important to spiritual development. What you need to do to take advantage of this special offer is send a check or money order $19 to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We appreciate your donations. Those donations, both large and small, that's what helps us to stay on the air. They are tax deductible. Please continue to support us. We'd love to continue doing these shows for you. Send donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. To hear Inner Sight programs again, you can do it very easily by keying into our website at www.lucistrust.org. We have a whole library of archive shows that you can key into by going to the website, www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. Additionally, sometimes people want to call us for a variety of reasons, and we hope that you do so if you have the need. A lot of people call because they would like a general package of information explaining what Lucis Trust is. So if you'd like to, call us on a toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. We're talking about the plan, part two, and I'd like you to continue and go forward with telling us more about the plan, if you will.
Well, the question we were talking about was how each of us can sense the plan and cooperate with it. Most of us don't come into this life with a clear sense of what we are meant to accomplish and how we are meant to serve, but I think the key word to revealing the plan and our part in it is service. The urge to serve is that force in us which will increasingly reveal the plan and how we can contribute to it, because it turns our attention away from ourselves and our own particular needs and wants and hopes, and orients our gaze, so to speak, outward into the world. And there we see our group, those with whom we can serve and cooperate in working out some small aspect of the evolutionary growth needed by our world.
Right, and one of the objectives of the plan, one of the long-range objectives of the plan in relation to what you were saying, is this establishing of brotherhood. There is already existing a spiritual brotherhood, and I don't mean just the spiritual people, a group of spiritual people somewhere. I mean at the soul level, at the level of which we all exist in our soul self, is existing already a state of brotherhood. What must happen and what is behind the plan is to manifest what is already existing at the spiritual level, at the soul level, to manifest that in the physical world. And that's one of the long-range objectives behind the plan. And that takes the building of relationships. As long as we are fighting each other and building walls and hating each other, we're not going to be establishing this brotherhood, this sense of brotherhood, world brotherhood. And so that is one of the objectives we have to aim for, and that's why building relationships between people and between nations is so important today, and that is a way that we can begin to manifest this great spiritual brotherhood.
Alice Bailey said that the plan has to do with the realization of brotherhood and the realization of the synthesis of the whole planetary evolution. In other words, how every aspect of evolving life ties into and relates to all other aspects of life. I think we're getting closer to an appreciation of this inner undeniable unity because of certain scientific developments, one being the invention or creation or discovery, I'm not sure which, of the hologram, which reveals the synthetic tapestry and the fact that that essential wholeness is expressed through every part of the hologram. I think that's a good symbol on which to ponder the synthesis of life, which is working out through the plan. She said all life and forms are then seen in their true perspective, and a right sense of values and time then follows. There's no lost motion. Probably a lot of our problems are created by the fact that we blunder along as if we are on our own private track and all alone, not particularly helped by or helping anyone else, when in fact we are all on the same path together, whether we know it or not, and the problems arise out of our ignorance of this fact.
Right. We come in, it's really what we're doing here is a group effort. And that's the more we can identify with the soul, the more we realize what a group effort it is. And this effort has to do with along certain lines of energy, like what the stronger energies that are coming in today that are affecting human consciousness has to do with the second ray of love wisdom, which is that one of the names given to this particular ray energy. Another one is the seventh ray. We've talked about this before, the phasing out of the sixth ray of idealism and the incoming ray of the seventh ray of organization and order. And that is influencing the different forms that are working out in the world, the different creative forms that humanity is attracted to and is creating in the world. And this, you can see there is a tremendous amount of reorganization going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous amount of planning. If you think about the major global conferences that have been held in recent years, many of them sponsored by the United Nations, it's really astonishing how human beings have been mobilizing to come together to pool resources and knowledge about some of the major problems that we are confronted with. There have been conferences on a global level to do with the environment, the problem of women, with the needs of children, AIDS, to name just a few. And these are indications that humanity is beginning to plan. And this is really a positive thing. It's interesting that in the month of December this year, there will be another major world conference, this time in Bali, in Indonesia. And it will be focusing on the United Nations climate change initiative. So this is one more example of how human beings are beginning to get it. They're beginning to realize that we have to work together and we have to think as a larger whole and not just out of self-interest. It's very positive.
Right. And also we see also there is a much increased in sharing and in cooperation and internationalism. And all of these are steps in that direction towards brotherhood. We haven't achieved that yet, and that's quite a ways down the line as far as human development in consciousness. But we're being impressed to work this way. And these are how the ideas are coming through from the spiritual hierarchy. And the idea of achieving a spiritual brotherhood is very much in the forefront of their work. And human beings are picking up on this idea, and they're responding in their own natural way, in whatever profession they are engaged in.
But one of the curious things is that I think at the same time there's a resistant force being set up in reaction to this increasing realization of brotherhood, as if a small portion of the world's population insists on drawing lines of separation that say, this is mine, these are my people, and I will not cross that line. I will not join the rest of humanity. It's a kind of fundamentalism that we can see in human thinking that sees people in terms of friends and enemies, of them and us.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that reaction is being heightened by the growing impulse to brotherhood. So we have to be clear-eyed about the fact that there are very resistant pockets among us and deal with them in a way that is loving and compassionate and very clear about the direction we have to take as a species.
There's a reaction to the light, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's occurring, because the forces of darkness are still active here, but they become more active the more light that shines in the world, and the striving towards brotherhood and sharing and internationalism and cooperation, those represent the forces of light in the world, and so that automatically activates the opposite, the forces of darkness, because they are still fighting to hold on to this material focus that humanity is also gripped in.
Yeah, their evolution may be a bit delayed because they will hold on to the old ways as long as they can. I don't think we should be too rosy-glassed about this. Maybe we need to continue at another time.
I'm drawing the conclusion that from what you said, that one of the highest goals of the plan perhaps is the individual's expression of divine consciousness and then expression of divine values. Would that be appropriate?
Well, I think the individual has to realize that he is part of a whole and part of a group and lose his sense of individuality. That's where he discovers his real divinity.
You've been listening to Inner Sight. But before we close, I'd like to say that your Serving Humanity is the book that we have a special offer on today. It's available for $19. That's a discount. And what you need to do is send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Serving Humanity, check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.